chapter 9. Verses 26 and 27. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it unto subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in your presence this morning.
Thank you, God.
We thank you for your word that you're going to bring in our midst this morning. Help us to realize that we are in the middle of a battlefield. And we are fighting every day a war with an unseen enemy who is out to devour us and to wound us and to cripple us. But we know that, Lord, you are alive, and we want to thank you. Thank you that you are the victor. And you took victory on the cross. And you took victory when you rose from the dead. And we know that you are still alive and seated upon the throne, interceding for us. Father, in this morning time, I want to pray for everyone who is listening to your word. I pray that the Holy Spirit may really, Father, touch our hearts and inspire us to fight the battle that is laid before us. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Kevin, for this opportunity that you're giving me. I know it's a great privilege for me to stand here. I know I'm not worthy, but God made me worthy. When Pastor Kevin was describing about me, I was looking around. Who is he talking about? And like Saul, I wanted to run and hide under one of these benches. It's not me he's talking about. I'm no way smart. Believe me, all that I have is all what God has given me. But God has, for those of you who do not know me, I'm an ordained pastor with the Church of God, and I praise God that God gave me a new vision about people not walking every day with God. Very simple. People who say that they are children of God, but they don't spend time with God, neither in prayer, neither in reading God's word. So back in 2010, towards the end, God gave me an inspiration to start a blog. It started as a blog, a devotional blog that came in the form of books. Now there are three books published. This is the first book. It's called The First Journey. And it's an everyday reading devotion from God's word as you go through the entire Bible. And God has really blessed a lot of people. And I don't know how many of you have heard me in the radio. God opened a way. Let me see the hands. Anybody listening to Victory 91.5? Has anybody heard me on the radio?
Yes.
Praise God. Just a few of them. So a lot of you need to tune in there. Because my devotions are there every day in the morning at 5:45 and in the evening at 7:45. Victory 91.5, which is the FM station. It's a wonderful station, and I thank God that God allowed me to be there to read out my own devotions. They say that I sound good. They say that I sound refreshing than all the other accents that is there. I have an Indian accent, you know, and that is a refreshing thing. Every day you eat like one piece of food and then you have a change. They like it. So that's what they say about me. But I thank God. So may God bless you. That's my prayer. In no way I am in any way qualified for anything, but God has made me qualified. It's a story that has been crafted by God, and today I praise God for the opportunities that God gives us to minister with whatever God has given us, the talents. And God opened my heart to meditate and spend my time in devotion, and I thank God for the various devotions that God has given me. I praise God. This morning we are continuing our series on Fight the Good Fight. And for those of you who have been through this today, the topic of the preaching is fight with a purpose. You know, when Paul is writing to Corinthian church, he's speaking about people who fight but not with a purpose. They beat. Just imagine you take these gloves in your hand and you beat in the air. You know, nothing happens except that you lose your energy and you sweat it out. and you are tired and you are fighting, but it's touching nobody. And that is how a lot of people are, because you are fighting an unseen enemy. You are just like beating the air and nothing, no effect is coming. Neither you are winning, but the problem is with all what you're doing, all the calisthenics and all the boxing and all the fighting that you're going through in your spiritual life, you end up as somebody who has spent away all the energy. And the result is that you are not a victor, but what God wants us to be, an overcomer and a victor in our spiritual battles. So this morning, when it came, as I was meditating on God's word, I felt compelled to speak to you for a few minutes that we should have a purpose. Our fight is not an ordinary fight. We are in a spiritual battlefield. Every day, every moment, every hour and every second, we are fighting an enemy. I don't know if you realize it or not, there is an enemy out to devour us. He is like a roaring lion and he is always attacking us. Now you think, how does the enemy attack me? When you think about the thoughts that come in your mind that takes you away from God, those are the attacks of the devil. But when the word of God speaks to us, we know that we have taken this passage from 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he speaks about, O man of God, I want you to do three things here. When you turn to 1 Timothy and chapter 6 and verses 11, 12 and 13, and we see that Paul is speaking to his spiritual son Timothy, but actually he's speaking to each one of us, and that is what we need to understand. It says that you need to flee from these things. There are three things that you need to flee, and all the notes are, by the way, in the back of the bulletin that you have in your hand. So I want you to pay attention, and maybe back home you can go and think about what you're hearing. Three things that we need to do. We need to flee, we need to follow, and we need to fight. Amen. What do we need to flee from? It says very clearly in the verses previously that we need to flee from the desire to become rich quickly. This is how the world thinks. They want to get money and become rich very quickly. And with that desire to become rich, they have a love for money. And the word of God tells us we need to flee from that desire to get wealth without purpose. And people can go to any lengths to get money. That is what the word of God says. But the second thing it says, not when you flee, you also need to follow. And in verse number 11, it says that we need to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Flee from the love of money, follow after all these things, but then we also have to fight the good fight of faith. Yes. It's a fight of faith, because every time when the devil attacks us, we have a defensive armor, which is the faith in God and faith in His word and faith in the fact that our God is alive and He will take care of us. How many of you can say amen today? We have a God who is there to protect us. And today morning we read about the spiritual armor. We need to put on a spiritual armor and have the defensive shield of faith, so that when the enemy sends out the darts, we can quench it with the shield of faith. Praise the Lord. We need to fight, and this is the faith that we need to have every day in our life. In fact, we need faith to please God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us that. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. So, with the faith that we have, we fight against the enemy. Now, who is our enemy? The enemy is Satan and all his forces. Dear believers, you don't have any enemies anywhere else. Remember this. Your neighbor is not your enemy. Your family is not your enemy. Your co-worker is not your enemy. You have only one enemy. That is Satan and his forces. This morning, I want to bring to you the reason why we fight is we fight with a purpose. And I don't know how it happened coincidentally. When the word of God was read this morning, we heard about young David. And for a few minutes, I want to speak to you about David. We know about the story about his fight with Goliath. A very simple story that we have learned from our Sunday school classes. But as I was thinking about this story, there was a battle going on between the Philistines and the people of Israel. There was two armies who were in two sides of the mountain, and the enemy issued a challenge. They sent out a representative from them and said, Goliath said, I am going to represent the Philistines. You send out somebody to represent your army. Let us fight one another. Whoever is going to win, they are going to be declared the victor. Now you know that Saul was the tallest, the strongest among everyone. But the problem with Saul was that he had lost the power of the spiritual power of God. He had lost it. The Spirit of God had left him. If you look to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse number 14, it says the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. So when the enemy challenged, Saul did not have any motivation to go and fight him. He was in the back, and then the rest of the army had followed after Saul. They were also in the back. Nobody was willing to come down and fight against Goliath. But at that time, God allowed David to come to that camp. Now the difference between David and everyone else was that David had the anointing oil poured upon him, and the Spirit of God was over him. So when he came to the camp, David heard the challenge of Goliath. And it says here, when you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 26, he heard Goliath challenging the armies of God. He was actually challenging God himself. You know, and this young boy, David, who did not have any experience in fighting a warfare. He even did not have a soldier's gear. He did not have anything. He was a young boy, a shepherd boy, who came to actually bring some food for his brothers. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he could feel his hairs bristle here. He felt, how can I sit silent? How is everybody silent when the enemy is coming with such a challenge? What are you all doing? Why is nobody responding to the challenge? And it says that for 40 days, the giant came and challenged the Israelite army. Every day, he would come and challenge, and nobody had the guts to come and fight with this giant. And David was thinking, oh my, what is happening? He did not look at himself, but he was full of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God was upon him. And then what happens? David says that I am going to go. You know, if you look at David, comparing him with Goliath, there was no way David can win this battle. Number one, he was a young youth, a boy who was not experienced in warfare. Number two, he did not have any armor. Even the Saul lended his armor, but it was not fitting him. He had no armor to protect him in the battle. Number three, when you see, this giant was decked all over, from the head to the sole. He had defensive weapons of protection, and he had a javelin, a sword, and a spear in his hand. So both decked up with everything, a tall man. It says that he was 9 feet and 9 inches tall. I mean, that's pretty tall out there. I'm just 5 feet 4, so you can understand. Take a double of me, and he's as tall as that person. Man. And David was not tall, by the way. He was a short boy, because he was not taller than any of his brothers. But, you know, the difference happens when the Holy Spirit takes control over you.
You don't look at the outside, but you look and trust in the word of God. You look and know that God is there with you. And you look and you know the outcome of the battle. You know, David already knew the outcome of the battle even before he stepped into the ring. If you look to 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verses 37, 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 37, David knew that God is going to deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul sent him with his blessing. So, here is David. He tried Saul's armor. It won't fit. Then David knew, I'm going to go, but I'm going to do something right now. So he went to a brook nearby. It says that it was between two mountains. There was a brook flowing. He went to the brook. He went down and it says he picked up five smooth stones in his hand. Five smooth stones. I don't know the meaning of why five. There is nothing significant except the fact that God has given me five things that David used as the stones to attack his enemy. Today I want to speak about these five stones of attack that we need to take when the enemy is going to come against us. Yes. Hallelujah. And I want you to look at your hand and look at the five fingers. It will make it very easy for you to remember the five stones that David had. The first stone was his thumb, and this was a stone of the past. Why? Because David remembered his past. He was a shepherd boy. With no weapons, David had killed a lion and a bear with his bare hands when the Holy Spirit had come upon him. You know, and David had that to think about his past. He said, God, who helped me in the past, is going to help me today also. How many of you can relate to that? Hallelujah. If you turn to your past and think about what God has done for you in the past, don't you think the same God is going to help you today? When you are facing the same spiritual battle, God is going to help you. Because when Satan attacks, let's remember God's faithfulness in the past. 1 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 12 says, remember his marvelous works that he has done. Many times we forget what God has done for us already. You know, when we come to this point of time, many times we forget what he has done and we only look at the present. And we are getting fearful and afraid looking at the present. But sometimes we need to remember the past, what God has done for us. God has provided for us. Amen. God has protected us many times. God has led us through many journeys and many valley experiences. We have gone through sorrow, but God has kept us alive even till this moment. Amen. Can you lift up your hands and praise God for that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has been our Ebenezer. Till now God has helped us. So now the first stone that David picked up was the stone of the past. The stone that he picked up was a stone of prayer. You can relate that to the forefinger. You know, there is a valley between the thumb and the forefinger. You see that? There's a big valley down here. So to pass from one to the other, you must go through this valley. What I mean to say is that before you ascend to fight, you must descend to prepare. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that. Before you ascend to fight your enemy, you should descend to prepare yourself. Hallelujah. You need to dedicate time to prepare through prayer. You know, in the book of Ephesians, the portion that we read about the spiritual armor, after describing all the armor of the soldier, Apostle Paul in verse number 18 says that we need to pray. And prayer is essential because we need to pray long and we need to pray hard, because God, without God, we are going to fail. Amen? But with God, we will be victorious. Hallelujah. So prayer was essential in David's life. Many times when David has written his Psalms, he has mentioned about that. Psalms 59 verse 16, David tells to about God, God, you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. And then in Psalms 46 verse 1, which we all know, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in our trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Why was David not afraid? Because he knew that God was his refuge and God was his help. He was not afraid. He was a young boy, but he was not afraid. Because God was in control and God was protecting after David. Then he picked up a third stone, which is a stone of priority. You know the third finger. I'm not putting the finger up because it means something else here. But look to your third finger. The third finger, if your hand is not abnormal, that should be the biggest one. Okay? That is the middle finger and that is a stone of priority. That's a stone of priority. The tallest finger should remind us of our greatest priority. For David, it was God's reputation. God's reputation was at stake because the enemy was challenging God and challenging his army. Hallelujah. He zealously guarded it because Goliath had defied the laws that the Lord of hosts. Look to verse number 45. Verse number 45, follow with me in your Bibles. David came against the Philistine and he said, "But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." You know, this is what David was passionate about, because this guy had defied the armies of God. So he took this fight to show off that there is a God of Israel, and he was willing to sacrifice his own life for God's reputation. And then the beauty is that in verse number 47, David made a statement, "The battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's." Amen. The battle is not yours. Today the battles, the fights that you are fighting today, they are the Lord's. If you are willing to give him control over your life. If you want to fight it alone, go for it. You will end up bruised and defeated and you will not end up anywhere. But if you give it up to the hand of God, he will take you up and he will help you to be a victor. Praise God. The fourth one, which is the ring finger, shows of passion. It was a stone of passion. You look to verse number 48. What do you see there? David, when the Philistine came, what did David do? It says, David hurried and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Look at the passion in this young boy. He's not sitting back, laid back, drinking coffee and say, "Oh, let him come to me." No. He got up and he's running. He's running towards the Philistine. Many times when we lay back in our unguarded moments, the enemy forms a breach and invades in our life. When we are not guarding our life, there are times, maybe we are alone in a home and nobody is looking. You click on the internet and you come across sites that you should not be going there. Or some unguarded moments when you are not guarding yourself, the enemy comes and touches and defeats you and strikes you down. But David was passionate to fight against the enemy. It says he ran. So let us rise up today. I want to challenge each one of you. You need to rise up from where you are and look at the devil in the eye and say, "Look, my Lord is a victor. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world." Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The fifth stone, the little finger, I would call it the stone of persistence. What was persistent in David's life? You know, when he went down to the brook, he did not just take one stone. How many stones he took? Five. You know why? What is the reason? Because once he throws the first stone, if it doesn't hit the giant, he has four more stones in the bag.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, when the battle comes against us, we need to be persistent to fight that battle. And David had that thinking in his life that I have to be persistent. I have to throw one stone after the other till the giant falls down. That was David's idea. And that's why he took 5 stones. Because if one misses, you have a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. And David was sure that God will not allow all the 5 stones to be missed. But what happened? When David threw the stone, the forehead of the giant appeared like a giant screen for him. You know, sometimes when you go to the shooting range, you are not able to hit the bullseye. It comes slowly right in front of your face so that you can see this as a big ball. You can easily hit the target. You know, that's how God brought that forehead, the only unguarded place of Goliath, in front of David. David used a slingshot. He threw the stone. The stone, as it traveled through the air, God guided his trajectory in such a way that the stone would hit where it was supposed to hit. Only one place.
Right.
That was the forehead of Goliath. You see, isn't it remarkable? That one stone and a running David with, you know, everything was against David, but running he used a slingshot. The one stone that handed, it says, it broke the bone and it went inside his forehead and he fell down. In spite of everything that he had a person to guard him with a shield in the front. He had all the defensive armor, but the stone found the target and it hit the giant right where it's supposed to be. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And David became a victor that day. It is wonderful, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Today what God wants to tell you is that when God is in our side, who can be against us? Amen.
Amen.
When the enemy comes against us, the Lord will raise his banner against the enemy. With God we can do all things. Hallelujah. Through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. So today I want to tell you, I want to close here. And I want to challenge you today. There are many of you who appear to be defeated. The reason is because there are many giants in your life. Today we don't have a match where you have to go and fight a physical giant. But there are giants that are fighting you each and every day. And let me tell you some of them. You're fighting debt or doubt or disaster or disease or depression. They are different giants that comes against you. And they are coming to swallow you up. You start doubting God. That is an attack of the enemy, let me tell you. The enemy that caused Eve to doubt the word of God is the same enemy that is playing in your life so that you can doubt the word of God today. I want to tell each one of you, God wants you to trust the word, because his word is true. His word does not change. His word is eternal in heavens. And this word, you can bank on every word that God's word tells you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does your enemy appear to be supersized today? In that case, what you need to do, if you focus on your giant, you will stumble. But if you focus on your God, your giant will tumble today. I want to tell you this. Let your focus be on God and not on the giant that comes against you. Let me close with one final example and I will sit down here. You know, when you turn to Numbers chapter 13, you know that God said, I am going to give you the land of Canaan for you. Send out 12 men to spy the land. So 12 men went to the land of Canaan. They walked everywhere. They saw the beautiful land. All of them, they had the same experience. They went, they saw it was a good land. It was a land that God had given them. If you read Numbers 13 verse 1, God says, I am giving, this is the land of Canaan that I am giving to the children of Israel. But when we come down to verse number 30 and 31, there was a division between the 12 people. Two of them believed they could win the battle. But
10 of them said, no, we cannot defeat the enemy. Look to verse number 30. Caleb is saying, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But then the 10 men says, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than us. You know, let me tell you today, it is all a matter of perspective, and it's all a matter of you trusting God's word. If you believe God's word is true, God will make you a victor in spite of your circumstances. I don't care how big the mountain is in front of you today. I don't care how strong the enemy appears to you today. Maybe you think it is gone, there's nothing you can do about it. But let me tell you, I don't know, but I'm speaking prophetically to somebody sitting here, that God will allow you to overcome your enemy. Today I'm telling you that if you trust in God, He will allow you to overcome the enemy. So what happened? These 10 people looked at themselves as grasshoppers in front of their enemy. So what happened? The 10 who said those doubting statements, they never entered into the land of Canaan. Only the 2 people who trusted God were able to enter into the land of Canaan. Today, I want you to understand that we have an enemy. We have Satan, who is trying to wound us, make us feel bad, take away the joy from us, take away the peace from us, bring in discord in our family, among our children, among our friends, even at workplace. But let me tell you, let us trust in God. Let us trust in God. God's word says, let us be self-disciplined, be sober and vigilant. Let us be self-disciplined and let us be alert. Let us submit to God. Let us draw near to God, and God will draw near to us. We can only overcome by our faith. Can we all stand upon our feet? This morning I want to call out to those people among us who are fighting. Doesn't matter what kind of battle that you are fighting with today, but there is a battle that is going on in your life. And today, let me tell you, let us fight the good fight of faith, not to get defeated, but to be an overcomer, because God wants to give us a victory. This morning I want to call you, for those of you who are in some area of your life feeling intimidated by the enemy attack over your life, let me tell you and challenge you today. This is the word of God. God wants to help you through this. As our prayer partners come to the front, I would like, and the pastors come to the front, can you step out in faith today, just like David stepped up for the battle? For those of you who are fighting the battle, I'm not talking about salvation right now. I'm talking about us fighting a spiritual battle in our lives. If you need prayer, prayer can do a lot of difference in your life today. If you have never accepted Christ in your heart, let me invite you. Today is the day when Jesus comes to you and say, I will fight your battles for you. You don't have to continue in the same way as a defeated person. God can give you abundant life, and He alone can give you victory. I want you to come forward right now. Come for prayer. Believe that God is going to touch your life today. Fight with a purpose. God can do great things in your life. Hallelujah. God can do a mighty new thing in your life today. If you yield out to Him and say, Lord, by my God, I can do greater things. By my God, I can fight the good fight of faith. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. I believe in your word. I believe what you say in your word is true. And you will help me. I don't need to be depressed anymore. I don't need to be doubting anymore. I don't need to be plagued with all those bad feelings and thoughts in my mind anymore. Lord, I want you to really work in my life. Can you come forward? Step out in faith. Today is your day when God wants to help you through it. Believe me, God is going to do something amazing for you. God is going to help you, because He says, I am there with you to assist you and help you walk your battles. This is not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we lift up our hands to the heavens and just thank God and worship Him, because He is there with us to fight our battles for us. Hallelujah. He is there to help us. Hallelujah. Overcome over the enemy attacks. Hallelujah. The thief comes.
come to steal, to kill and to destroy, but I have come that you will have life and have in all the abundance. Jesus says, I will make you, I will give you strength. My strength will be made perfect. Hallelujah. In weakness, my grace is sufficient for you. You don't have to go around like a defeated person, because God will give you the victory. Hallelujah. God will give you the victory today. Whatever your situation is, just put yourself in the hand of God and say, Lord, as I step out of this church building, I go back to my life, Lord. I want to be a victor. I want to overcome my faith. I want to trust in your word. I want to, Lord, lean to you in prayer, because you alone can do it. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name this morning. Father, we thank you that you defeated Satan on the cross. And we thank you that you are a victor, and victory is finally going to be ours, Lord. We bless your name this morning. Lord, I pray for everyone who is standing in here, Father, Lord. I pray that you touch us, oh Father. Lord, you change our lives. Transform us, Lord. Use us for your glory. In the coming days, that we will be, Lord. Lord, people who are victors every moment of our lives, Father. We bless you, Lord. We want to thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your peace. Thank you that you are our God. We bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can we put our hands together? Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You're standing in this place. Would you lift your hands all over the room one more time to give glory and honor to God? Thank you for the word that has been spoken over our lives today. Thank you for the challenge and the encouragement to not grow weary, to stay persistent, to fight the good fight. Thank you, God, for reminding us through your servant that we don't just look at Goliath, but Lord, we look at our God, who is far greater, far surpasses the ability of the enemy that is standing in front of us today. And Lord, we will be victorious just like David was, because you are a great God that gives provision to us to be victorious. We will not walk and grow weary. We will not run and